I've talked to this woman before, more than once, Virginia Karstefan of Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. Last night was because you also have this place called Trader Todd's in Lakeview, where it's a karaoke bar. So I want to know if you played Crocodile Rock last night.
How did you guess? We certainly did. Hi, Steve. It's great to be on with you today. And yeah, Frank Robb was with us yesterday. Most people know him as Alligator Robb, the Gator Getter who got Chance the Snapper.
yes.
So we had what we call Snappy Hour, and raised some money for his new organization for environmental awareness and support that he has done in Florida in conjunction with the St. Augustine Alligator Farm. So.
Yeah, he's actually a very serious researcher, and
yes,
I love talking science with him. And I, you know, what he won't do on the radio for me yet is because he does, I know, this perfect imitation of alligators after they're hatched, and they make this very unusual kind of quirky sound, and he knows how to do it, and he does it, but he won't do it for me. I don't know why.
I wonder if it's a trade secret. I don't know.
But this is no secret that very soon, in fact, this coming Friday, you're hosting yet another benefit, and this one is for Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control.
That's right. So this Friday at 8 p.m., we will be doing what we're calling kind of a hybrid event because there's a virtual portion, but we also have an in-person opportunity as well for folks that want to join in person. It's a mixology class with four different bartenders, the fabulous bartenders that will be doing a variety of styles of cocktails that people can follow along with at home. They'll get recipe cards as part of the participation so they can then make them in the future or follow along with us the night of the event. And then those that are attending in person will get to experience some in-person bartending by one of the bartenders that's participating, Gary Ramos, who is the resident bartender at Room 13, which is Speakeasy in the old Chicago Inn Bed and Breakfast right here in Lakeview.
All right. So I have many questions to ask.
Yes.
So if you attend in person, do you get all the drinks or just the drink Gary's going to make?
Well, Gary is going to make a variety of drinks, some of which are featured in the event, and then we have some surprises for the in-person attendees,
so we're gonna,
which include the cocktail that Gary shares the name with, the Ramos Gin Fizz, which is an incredible drink that takes about 12 minutes to make. I think we talked about it once before.
Yes.
So that I talked him into doing it because it does. You have to shake and shake and shake and shake that drink to break down the egg white to make this beautiful meringue that happens. So we're going to do that. For the folks that attend in person.
So you're actually shaking the drink for 12 minutes?
Yeah. So it's
instead of joining a health club, you can do this.
Right.
Wow. I mean, shaking it, I can't imagine. Because, you know, when you make a margarita, what is it, 30 seconds or so? And that's a while, you know?
Right,
but
right.
12, does he put a timer on it, literally?
I think he's got it down now. But yes, I actually did time him once because I wanted to figure out how long he really did shake.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, in addition, now you said this is the other question I had. Now you said, and this is just for us, Virginia. I mean, nobody, it's just you and me, right? I mean, so in Lakeview on Sheffield, you go kind of down some stairs. And
right.
It's a speakeasy. And then you get the secret panel that opens up. What is the secret password?
Well, you have to buy a ticket to find out.
Oh, you're no fun. Well, what's most important about all of this is it benefits Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. Explain what that is.
So Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control, our motto is that we are helping Chicago's neediest animals. And by that, we mean that the animals that come into the city shelter. Friends has been working side by side with staff and volunteers at the city shelter for 20 years. In that time, we've helped thousands of animals, and we've also been fortunate to see the shelter go to 94% of the animals that it takes in being saved, which is really incredible when you're talking about a city shelter that's quite frankly underfunded.
Now, can I say this? I remember 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember what the number was then. And we're talking 60-something or 70-ish percent, maybe, of animals that were adopted out. And now we're talking over 90% at a municipal facility. You know, Chicago Animal Care and Control doesn't get enough credit for what they do.
Right.
And, you know, by law, if someone shows up at the door of Chicago Animal Care and Control with a dog, a cat, an alligator, a rabbit, it doesn't matter. They have to take in that animal. That's what they must do. They have no choice. So, and that's a good thing for the city. Municipal shelters all over the country. I mean, this is not only Chicago that has that law. It's a good thing.
Right.
So they take in all these, and they have no choice. To get them back out can be a challenge, and they've been certainly living up to that challenge, especially during the pandemic. But some of those animals need medical care. Some of those animals need more than that, and this is where
yes.
you come in at Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. So how does someone get a ticket for your event?
It's super easy. You go to eventbrite.com and type in shaken, not heard.
Yes.
And that'll take you directly to the page for our event. And you can buy a ticket for the online portion. Tickets start at $35. And that gets you the recipe cards and some nice Friends branded cocktail napkins.
Ooh.
Or if you want to be real swanky and have a table for four in the cozy confines of room 13, it's $500 and we'll give you some nice hors d'oeuvres and, like I say, some really fabulous cocktails. And you can ask all the questions you want of one of our bartenders at that reception.
And is there, maybe if they go to Trader Todd's website, do you have a link there as well from your site?
Yes, we do. Uh-huh, we sure do.
Yeah, and that might be easier. So what's your website?
Sure. And that's TraderTodd.com.
All right, TraderTodd.com. And,
correct.
You know, it's hard to do a benefit without someone sort of emceeing the benefit.
That's right. We have a fabulous MC. I'm speaking to him right now. And we're delighted to have you, Steve. You're such a great supporter of Friends. You know, you do so much for animals in Chicago, but you've been particularly loyal and helpful to Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control, and we can't thank you enough for your support over the years.
Well, you know, and Charlie knows, all you have to do is ask. My answer is always yes, and I hope to see at least some of you at this event, and it's great that you're doing some of it in person. For further information, it's TraderTodd.com, correct?
Correct.
All right. Virginia, always good to talk to you. Happy Father's Day to Todd.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great one, Steve.